On this episode of Off Course Agility, I'll be talking about frustration and joy and a few things in between. It has been a while since I recorded an episode of the podcast. I don't have a guest on this episode, so once again, I'm just going to be talking some comments here. And it's been a frustrating year for me and my dog, Trace. At the beginning of the year, we went to a few trials. And at the trials, I think the first one was April. And I don't know if I noticed anything in April. And in May, I went to In the Zone and I attended Lisa's seminar and the trial. And I noticed that Trace, when he was running the agility course, he would do one or two runs, and then he had this limp that would come upon him. And the judges noticed it at some of the trials and said, "Your dog's limping." And you know, a limping dog is never a great thing. And when I was going to agility school, he occasionally would limp after doing a run or two at school where we were just practicing and learning. And of course, my instructor there said, "He's limping." And I'm like, "It's not that bad. But he's limping. If he's limping, he's in pain." He doesn't look like he's in pain, but obviously he was limping. And I don't want a limping dog. So this happened for a number of the trials. And by June, I think in June, I was at a trial. And I was still going to agility school. And he was limping again at the June trial, which was up in Vermont. Toward the end of the day, he limped a bit. So I started, I was trying to not do contacts and jumps. But even so, after tunnelers, he didn't really limp in tunnelers, but this limp kept showing up. So I stopped going to agility school because I don't want anything permanent to happen. And I went to a chiropractor in June. And the chiropractor did an adjustment. I explained he was limping. I had gone to my vet, too, because he was due for his rabies shot in June. And I mentioned it to the vet, and the vet, of course, he wasn't limping that day. It was, the thing was, the limp was always sporadic. So the vet, does what your common vet does. He bent his neck, his head, his legs, and Trace presented no pain. So the vet just said, here's, if he limps, here's some Rimitol. You can try that. And I'm like, he's too young to be. I mean, Trace is going to be 5 next month. Well, actually, later this month. It's September now. Trace will be 5 later in this month. And he's really too young to be on Rimadol like all the time. I mean, obviously, the vet was just saying to try it. But I never gave him any of the Rimadol. I was like, that didn't seem like the right thing. So then after the vet, I'd gone to a chiropractor, explained the situation to the chiropractor. The chiropractor did something, told me to limit his jumping, and he did seem a little better after that first visit to the chiropractor. But he still was occasionally limping. But only after he was... It's hard to do sporadically. It was a sporadic thing. So in July, I decided to go to physical therapy dog place that's near me. And he got evaluated by the physical therapist there. And, you know, she, of course, asked, had you had any x-rays? No, I hadn't had any x-rays. I hadn't had done any really diagnostic stuff with the vet other than the vet, you know, I told her what the vet had done. So she, you know, felt him all up. And I did have a little video of, it wasn't a very good video, but there was a little bit of video with him limping. So I was able to show her that. So she, you know, like the chiropractor said, well, his shoulder, it seems like his shoulder is not exactly right. So for a few weeks now, we've been going to physical therapy, and that entails, you know, doing cold laser on his shoulder, and, you know, she does it a little bit on the opposite shoulder. It's his right shoulder, and the vet had said it was his scapula, that she thought it was just muscular. So the therapist was doing cold laser on it. And then after the cold laser, the therapy, we start with the cold laser, and then he does some therapeutic exercises, which is really, I mean, if depending on how you started your dog in agility, the therapeutic exercises are kind of like some of the foundation work you might do with a dog when you're getting interested in agility before you do any obstacles. It's like, you know, using like a bone, a fit bone, those, like, it's, you know, to put him up on his front legs on a fit bone and move him around a little, a wobble board, to get him up on the wobble board. So he's trying to balance on all his legs. We may not have done that the first visit or two at the therapy. It might have just been the fit bone and some discs, you know, that are like the fit bone, like a, you know, like in a very low pressure. I don't know what all these things are called, but I, you know, a lot of agility people would know what I'm talking about. The, you know, a circular pad that's like inflated with a little bit of air, and he was, you know, walking on that, getting him to walk on that. So it's not a completely firm surface. It's a little soft. So do that. So then we do the therapeutic exercise, and then we go into the aqua tank, which is a treadmill that is filled with water up to about to the belly. They fill the water up to about his belly. And then he does, you know, treadmill. He walks for a while in the aqua tank. I've been doing this, like, I'm going, I think now about 7 weeks in a row, I think. And it's not cheap, of course. It's like $145 a shot. The first time with the evaluation was more. But he does seem to be doing better. Like, I haven't seen him limping. So that makes me happy. But this whole year, because of this, it's just frustration. I feel frustration because I don't know if I'm going to get back to doing agility with my boy Trace or not. Obviously, you know, you can't do an agility trial and have your dog limping. Everybody looks at you cross-eyed. Even though, to me, it's like, he doesn't seem to be in pain. But obviously, you're not gonna qualify if your dog's limping. So, I mean, let's be serious. And thankfully, to me, it's not like a super painful thing. So Trace is also my companion dog. He's a companion to me. In this regard, he's fine. So, but he is doing better. So I don't know. I'm not quite at the stage yet to try to go back to try to introduce any, you know, more activity. I'm still, not that I'm doing that much, but I try not to have him jump that much. Later in the show, you might hear me talking about. But in the last week or two, he has been a little bit more active in like running around and even occasionally a little bit of jumping. And I have not seen any limping. So I'm recording this podcast actually on Labor Day. And this week I'm going to skip going to the therapy place because I have something to do on the day that we normally go. So there'll be a 2-week gap and I will see how he does then after that part. But you know, Trace is, I've always thought he had great potential as an agility dog. And when COVID came along, that kind of slowed down our development a bit. You know, we weren't able to go to trials. And with beagles, I don't know. There's a thing, I like going to outdoor trials, but when you're outside with beagles, the nose thing and the distractions, not that any other dog doesn't have the same thing. All dogs have it. I guess I'm just not that great a trainer to be able to train out the distractions. But that motivating of him to run, you know, at the beginning and not be distracted by other things. We never really totally got past that. And some of that I've always felt is by going to trials, you know, you work through it and you get through it. And because of the COVID, it was inconsistent. Like we were getting a little better and then COVID hit and couldn't work on that stuff anymore in the same way. You know, as I've said many times, I don't really have an agility yard or anything other than to do a few sequences. So, and Trace has always been, I'll just say dog reactive, but in an agility environment, he seems to be better. He seems to know he can't be totally reactive. And of course, I'm trying to stop him from doing anything, you know, barking at other dogs and stuff. But he's a beagle too. And some beagles are more barky than others. And he's half cavalier. So his bark, I've always felt, is a little bit of a cavalier bark. But you know, for the most part, he's barking in a friendly manner. Anyway, so, you know, that's the frustration part and why I'm, you know, entitled this podcast, Frustration and Joy, because I've been frustrated in agility. And I suppose some of that frustration is also why my podcast, I haven't been reaching out to try to find guests, just because I'm a bit frustrated. I enjoy doing agility. I love that feeling of, you know, running with your dog as a team. When it goes good, even when it doesn't go so good. But, you know, I can't run a dog if he's going to be limping. I mean, I realize that's not fun. That's the other thing I've always realized. You know, it's got to be fun for you, the handler. Got to be fun for the dog. And if he starts to limp, he's not having fun if he's limping. So I'm working on it. I'm doing some stuff to try to get by it. And it does seem like he's improving. So with that, I think I'll take a quick break and try to go into a few other comments and eventually, hopefully, get to the joy part. And I'm back in what I'll consider the transition zone here. A few comments about my sister's dog, Belle. Belle is also a beagle. She's been to champs. Belle has had a pretty dang good career as an agility dog. But Belle is slowing down. I don't know if there's something up with Belle. My sister might go take her to the vet. But Belle's going to be 9 this month. She's getting older. And all dogs age, I'll say, at differing rates. My first beagle, Dino, I ran agility with him, I think till he was probably, I think it was around 11. I think he was 11 years old and we were still doing agility. And he was still doing pretty good. But then at some point around there, it was over. I mean, I knew agility was over. But Dino still, he wasn't as active in his older years. And then, you know, of course, when he got really old, Dino passed away when he was 15. So his like last year of life, he had really slowed down. But, you know, when he was 12, 13, he still enjoyed going for walks and all. I mean, yeah, he slept more. But he was a fine family dog. You know, he might not have had the same energy. And Belle has not totally lost her energy, but like on walks, she's kind of slow moving lately. I don't know if maybe walks just don't interest her or what. But my sister's dog, Belle, she's slowing down a little. So that in this transition period here, I mean, that's a little frustrating for me too, because now there's no need for my sister to go to an agility trial because Belle's just not feeling it anymore. She's just not going that fast at a trial. So another reason, probably won't be going to any more trials right away until I get my dog sorted out. And then speaking of dogs, other dogs, I'm going to mention two that just kind of meant something to me in a strange way. You know, you go to agility trials and you see a lot of other people's dogs all the time. But, and this goes along with kind of when Belle was young, and she was kind of first getting going. We went down to South Jersey to Leisha Schmidt's seminar that she has between trials down in South Jersey. And I think Belle was pretty young at this point. I don't remember what year it was. But there was this really nice German Shepherd at the seminar. And the German Shepherd's name was Tekka. And Tekka was owned by Terry Fisher from, I'm not sure where she lives exactly, what state, but she's up in the New England area. And Terry wanted Tekka, the German Shepherd, to be friendly with people. So she had the German Shepherd there with a bottle, you know, plastic jar full of cheese balls. And there was a sign on it that said, you know, I don't remember the exact wording, but to the effect, make Tekka do it, do something and give her a cheese ball. So I was there. I had Dino. He's retired from agility. My sister's dog, Belle, is there for the seminar to become better. And at that point, she was starting to probably get better, I think. Or maybe she was really a baby dog. I can't remember when this was now. But Tekka, I loved giving Tekka the cheese balls. And part of that's because I've always liked German Shepherds. My family, my cousins, my aunt and uncle, they used to have German Shepherd-like dogs. Matter of fact, before my aunt and uncle had kids, I think they had a dog that they had gotten from the Seeing Eye that had failed. I'm not sure of that. And I was only a kid. I mean, I was in elementary school. I might have been like 9 or 10. And I remember we went to visit some other relative of theirs. And they said, oh, well, why don't you take the dog outside? So I had this German Shepherd on a leash. And I don't recall the exact what happened. But for some reason, I don't know, saw something, a squirrel, whatever. The German Shepherd-like dog, I don't remember if it was exactly a German Shepherd, like went full speed after whatever it was. And here I am holding this leash. I mean, I'm a big guy now, and I was probably a relatively big kid, but I couldn't hold the dog back. So I was being dragged by this German Shepherd-like dog. And thankfully, I'm like screaming, stop, stop, you know, and everybody else is in like in the house visiting. And the dog did stop, thank God. But I was, you know, covered in grass stains and dirt. But I did get the dog under control. But anyway, just to say that in my family, we've had German Shepherds. I have always enjoyed German Shepherds too. So Tekka the German Shepherd, I always liked seeing Tekka. And Tekka became a really good agility dog. Tekka could destroy a course, though. Had a really nice, loud German Shepherd bark. Very enthusiastic when Tekka would run. And I used to sometimes say Tekka was the destroyer of courses. Because after Tekka would run, sometimes some jumps of stanchions would be knocked over. Tunnels needed to be put back. But Tekka was a really good dog and became a really good agility dog. And often I would see Tekka at trials and the cheese balls were there and I'd always go over and get a cheese ball and I'd have Tekka sit or whatever. And I always loved Tekka. Unfortunately, Tekka has passed away. And that's one of the things with dogs. They get older, they pass away. So, one of my favorite German Shepherds I've ever met, Tekka, passed away recently. And another dog that passed away recently was Angie, an American Eskimo dog owned by Nancy Minoldi. And Angie, I knew, maybe I didn't have as much of an attachment to Angie, but Angie was this beautiful white dog. And Belle and Angie were classmates. They would take agility classes, and it was always, you know, fun watching Angie and watching Belle. And Angie took a long time to develop as an agility dog, but when Angie was on, she had some really great runs. And Nancy Minoldi lost Angie. So it was another dog. But that's the thing. Dogs bring you joy. But when you lose them, it also brings you a little bit of, you know, suffering. Because you're like, even they weren't my dogs, but I feel a little, I feel for the person who lost the dog. Because dogs are a great joy. They really are. And it's sad. It's sad when you lose one. But it's really great that you had that dog in your life for as long as you did. With that, I'm going to take another quick break. And then I'm going to go into my final little bit about some other joy. And I'm back again. And I wanted to share that my sister has done something that I probably would have advised against, but it's brought a lot of joy to my life without some of the work. My sister has adopted a beagle puppy. So my sister still has Belle, but she also has a new beagle puppy named Violet. We're not 100% sure, but we believe Violet is a dog that came from a litter that was out of a beagle that came out of that situation that's been in the news down in Virginia. But we're not 100% sure. She definitely came from that area of the country. There was a mom that gave birth to puppies, and the mom and the litter of puppies came up here to New Jersey, was transported up to New Jersey to St. Hubert's, and they were adopted out of St. Hubert's. And my sister, she's been thinking about getting a new dog, another dog, something I've never done. I've always been just a one dog person. But she's been thinking about it, and other people have known that she's kind of been thinking about it. Margaret McEwen kind of gave her a heads up that these beagle puppies were at St. Hubert's. So my sister went down there, down to St. Hubert's, to find out the lowdown. Interestingly, she happened to run into Margaret just by sure serendipity, and Margaret actually was able to take her in, and I think she spoke to someone. So she kind of knew when these beagles were going to be available, because St. Hubert's kind of just like first come, first serve. My sister found out when it was going to happen, and the day that they were put up, as soon as she got off work, my sister works at home, as soon as she was off work, she ran down to St. Hubert's to look at puppies. And I think I don't know how many were left at that point out of the litter, but there were definitely two females, and she looked at, and she took Violet. So she has a female beagle puppy named Violet. What great joy. I'm telling you, it's been a while since my sister had a puppy, because she got Belle. I think Belle was 4 months old when my sister adopted Belle. So kind of know that was the last time there's been a puppy around. Violet, I think, was just a little over 2 months when my sister got her. So she is a very young dog. And I guess she's 3.5 months now. So this has been a little while that she's had it. And the thing about puppies is, and it's kind of amazing for beagle puppies, the dog has so much energy, so much, and can run so fast. Its little puppy legs can make that thing run so fast. So, and of course, can't help but mention, puppies have really sharp teeth. Violet's also got a nickname as Baby Shark, because you do not want her to start biting on your little fingers. You got to always have something around to give her. But she's pretty good. She hasn't drawn blood. She hasn't drawn any blood from me, at least. I don't think she's drawn any blood from my sister. But they have very sharp teeth. And I gotta give credit to my sister's older dog, Belle. Belle seems to have accepted that the Violet, the puppy, is gonna be around for a while. And right now, you know, it's pretty easy for Belle, because my sister keeps, obviously, in the house. The dog is mostly crated, because my sister has to control the you know, she doesn't want to have messes in the house and all that. But when my sister does have a decent backyard that's fenced, which is great. So when Violet's out back with Belle, they're very good. They're very good together. Belle is very tolerant of her. And, you know, sometimes she's interested in her and sometimes she's not. But she's really good with her. And obviously, my dog Trace has met her. My dog Trace has been in the backyard in the beginning when she was first there. Kind of tried to limit Trace's exposure a bit to the puppy. For one, I was trying to limit Trace's activity a bit because, as I talked earlier, I've been going to physical therapy, but like the last week or two have been a little less stringent. And even Trace and Violet, they get along pretty well. And because Trace is younger, he's a little more okay with a little roughhousing with the puppy. But he's very good. I mean, he's not mean to her in any way. They do wrestle a bit, and they do like to run around. And like I said, Belle's slowing down. She'll run around a little, but she's more strategic. She'll watch the other two run around a bit, and plan out her moves by just like watching, waiting for them. Her opportunity to get in to get a toy or whatever it is that they're doing. But Violet runs around with great speed, and I haven't been stopping Trace, and he's been running around with her some, and he is not limping. I haven't seen him any limping. So, and there's actually an A-frame, set very low in my sister's backyard, and occasionally, Trace has been going over the A-frame, which I'm not encouraging, but he's gone over the A-frame a few times, and he's not limping. So I'm very, very happy with that. Of course, the little puppy's going over the A-frame, which is probably not the right thing that a puppy should be doing, but she's been very good. I mean, nobody's jumping off the side of the A-frame. They're just going up it and down it. So that's a good thing. At least they're doing it the right way. But we'll have to see if we need to do something with the A-frame, move it or not, block it or something. But I gotta tell you, puppies are great joy. It is so much fun to have a puppy. However, they do pee in the house and poop, and it's just one of those things. So that's what puppies do. But my sister's doing pretty well with it. I don't know. I'd say house training is coming along yet, but the dog, because, and I think this is one of the benefits of having another dog. I mean, when they're outside, she sees Belle pee and poop out in the backyard, and Violet seems to know that, like, hey, I'm back here. I can pee and poop back here. That doesn't mean she won't, make a mess somewhere else if, you're not watching her. There's no communication with Violet yet. Where Trace and Belle, they have their ways of communicating. Hey, I need to go outside. This one has no communication skills yet, which is mostly when she's come over to my house, because at my house I don't have a fenced backyard, so you need to go out on the leash at my house to go peep and poop. And so Violet has not always been perfect when she's visited my house. We've had a few accidents over here, so but that's because we don't always have her in the crate here. And she enjoys playing with Trace in my house with the toys. And as I said, they're very good together. So I think that's gonna wrap this one up. I'm gonna tell you, a beagle puppy just brings you joy. It really does. I may have frustrations about my boy and agility, but a puppy, such joy. And my sister and we all have occasionally started to take some walks with the puppy, and puppies, they bring joy to other people too. It's amazing how many people like beagles and love puppies. One of my sister's neighbors, we recently were walking the other day, and it was the first time we bumped into this neighbor, and she was like, "Oh, did you get a new puppy? Oh," she's all excited to pet the puppy and meet the puppy. So, puppies do bring joy. They bring joy to me. I know that's bringing joy to my sister. And maybe a way it's bringing some fun or change to my dog Trace and Belle. They certainly are both very tolerant of her, which we're all happy with. So they seem to be developing into a fine beagle pack. With that, I think I will wrap it up. I'm hoping that my listeners are enjoying their dogs. Maybe you have a puppy that you're getting great joy from. If not, I hope you're taking joy in the dogs you do have. And if you're trialing, I wish you, well, let's not close yet. I'll just remind everyone that if you want to get in touch with me, you can send me an email at offcourse@optimum.net. And that email address is always in the show notes of the show. And also, I thank you all for following the show the way I am, very sporadic now. It's best to follow the show, then you'll have some sort of notification when there's a new episode. And it's like, hey, surprise! Ed recorded a new episode. And maybe one of these shows I will actually get back on to the having some guests. And I'll just, another thought before I completely close. I know some people are getting ready to go to NADAC Champs. I think that's going to be toward the end of this month. I think it is this year. It's way out in Gillette, Wyoming. So if you're going out there, I wish you good luck at Champs and enjoy your time and safe travels out there. So now I think I'll wrap this up. Hopefully, you're finding some joy from your pups, and as I'm finding great joy in my sister's beagle pup, and I don't have to do as much worse because my sister does with the puppy. And if you're going to a trial, I wish you happy trialing.